believe items can be cursed? Do you think that there are some everyday items that might be to blame for someone's unfortunate life circumstances or stroke of bad luck? Up next, we'll be discussing the Crying Boy paintings. That's right, cursed paintings. It seems they caused quite the panic in the 80s. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. You're listening to Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
The everyday that makes you say, hey.
This is Star Queen Paranormal. For the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Hello, 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 my little Stardusties. This is your Conjurer of Chaos, Space Viking, Queen of the Cryptids, Enthusiast of the Strange and Extraordinary, and what really gazes back when you gaze deeply into the void. I am XE, Star Queen and Space Pirate.
And just a quick reminder, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Don't trust a word I say, sugar. I'm a space pirate. Skeptics are encouraged and welcome in this space.
Sound space. Look, believe what you want. We're here for a good time, not a long time. And life is just too short for me to have to sit here and try to convince you of anything. I don't necessarily believe everything I tell you. But isn't that the fun of the paranormal? It makes you think. It makes you grip your mortality or beyond. Some of my Stardusties might be sitting there thinking, did this woman change the opening on us? And yes, yes, I did. Because the show, she lives and she breathes. She changes. It's an organic beast who must not remain the same for too long. I respect the need for consistency, but I have a lot of trouble sitting still. So I changed it. And it's going to grow and change some more.
Because that's what we do, Stardusties. We grow, we change, and we become better versions of ourselves.
Hopefully. At least the show does.
Anyway, Puddin', welcome to the very 22nd episode of Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
22 episodes, you say? 22 episodes?!
Great Scott!
Did you know in numerology, 22 is the life path number known as the Master Builder or Architect? It's considered a powerful master number known for the power to create something out of nothing. The number 22 is capable of turning dreams to reality. The original Hebrew alphabet consisted of 22 letters representing everything from creation to eternity. Angel number 22 represents balance, duality, relationships, and the need for harmony in all areas of your life. The 22nd element on the periodic table is titanium.
You shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium.
Anyway, that's just some stuff on the number 22.
Are you kids excited that I'm still here?
I don't really think I'm going anywhere.
If you keep listening, I guess I'll keep making the episodes.
Golly gee willikers, you sure do know how to make a Star Queen feel special.
And as I said in the opening, cursed paintings! Sorry, let's try that again.
Cursed paintings!
There was a, I don't know if it's a urban legend. It was a panic in the 80s, and we'll get into it when I do the story time. Over a, well gosh, they're not even really paintings, they're prints. But they were blamed for a series of unfortunate coincidences, if you believe in coincidence. Truth be told, isn't coincidence just a fancy word for what a weird synchronicity that is? Let's just give it a normal sounding name. Then maybe people won't think too hard about it. Boy, I do not know how you guys stuck around for 22 episodes. But yeah, the crying boy paintings. The too long didn't listen. People thought they were cursed. And other people had rational explanations. You'll hear what I'm talking about. But anyway, why would you listen to me ramble about the story you're going to hear anyway, when you could be listening to me ramble about your cards?
That's right, kiddos!
It's time for Terrible Tarot! Oh! For those of you just joining Star Queen Paranormal, we call this segment Terrible Tarot. Now, why is it so terrible? Well, I read the cards pretty terribly, and you wouldn't necessarily pay me for this reading. However, I have a segment on Patreon called Not So Terrible Tarot, where I aim to give my Patreon subscribers a little more than something terrible. So go to patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. Anyway, you can hear me shuffling the cards terribly. Oop. Shuffling. And your cards for today are the King of Wands, the Ten of Pentacles, and the Fool. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Alright, children, listen up. Right now, I see you as a natural-born leader or a very creative-minded person. Could also be a Aries, Leo, Capricorn. But somebody who's very fiery. Somebody with a lot of passion. Somebody with a very creative vibe. But also somebody who is very good at making their dreams a reality. And the cards are telling me that you've been focusing very hard on your financial abundance. Or at least stability in your home life. Abundance in general. And you're ready to take that leap of faith to do bigger and better things. With the Fool here. The Fool likes new beginnings.
I pity the fool!
Actually, I don't. This is a very positive reading. And you have Temperance at the bottom of your deck. But don't tell my Patreon subscribers I told you. Which is just the tarot's way of advising you to balance your emotions, balance your temperament. But it is also a way to let you know that if you believe in spirit guides, your team of spirity people around you, unseen forces. Anyway, your spirit team is protecting you, possibly even guiding this endeavor. So go forth and start your new mission, Stardusties, because Temperance, the angel, is on your side. And you are the doer of things and the maker of money.
Money? Treasure?
And that, my friends, my little Stardusties, that was pretty terrible. Okay, Stardusties, as I was putting my terrible tarot cards away, I dropped my deck, knocked over my pop filter while trying to catch them, and the Wheel of Fortune popped out. So if that reading just now resonates with you, I think the cards want you to know that the Wheel of Fortune is on your side. Good luck is coming your way. Big changes are coming your way. Good karma, if that's your thing. But everything's coming up Stardusty. Everything's coming up roses. I normally wouldn't tell you when I drop my cards. Because being the graceful space pirate Star Queen that I am often afflicted with slippery fingers and slamming my toe in the door frame. Or on tables, falling over my own feet. You know, the gracefulness that obviously I've been bestowed in space. Go ahead and blame space. But, as we are a show that sometimes deals with signs, I felt it was my duty to tell you this sign. Today's quote, from whatever I feel like quoting, it don't matter. None of this matters. And that was from Carl
Bertana Nonaluski
from the Adult Swim television show Aqua Teen Hunger Force. We here at Star Queen Paranormal have probably watched more cartoons than you care to know about.
But I don't think it's that obvious.
Today's bizarre headline comes from September 26th, 2022, published in the Washington Post. Ghoulish moans are haunting the intercoms of American Airlines flights. On September 6th, film producer Emerson Collins shared a video of the ghoulish moaning and groaning playing on the intercom. The video of Collins' flight from LA to Dallas was shared on Twitter and TikTok, and has since become viral. The human-like noises began before takeoff and persisted in the air, especially early in the flight and during service, Collins told the Washington Post. In the video, the sounds range from groans and grumbles to whoops. Whoop! A flight attendant is then heard interrupting the groaning and moaning with an apology to the passengers and asking for patience while they figure out how to stop the sound. Another flight attendant is heard off-screen saying that she swears it's a prank. After Collins posted the videos, other passengers of American Airlines reported similar moaning and groaning sounds on flights that were on different dates to different destinations. There are theories of the source, of course. These theories range from pranks to someone leaving a microphone in the lavatory to perhaps the PA system being hacked. However, American Airlines officials state the PA system is hardwired without any external access or Wi-Fi component, so a hack is very unlikely. American Airlines spokesperson Sarah Jantz assures the public that they are investigating the additional reports. But the maintenance team for Collins' flight determined that the sounds were caused by a mechanical issue with the PA amplifier, which raises the volume of the PA system when the engines are running. But Collins, the person who posted the TikTok video and Twitter video, is a little skeptical of the explanation. He said, "The comedic timing of the sounds seems entirely too planned to be able to just be some technical glitch. But honestly, I have no idea." A mysterious blue police box just arrived outside my home, and I'm willing to bet it's bigger on the inside. Stay tuned, little Stardusties.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
Real quickly, Stardusties, for those who may need a trigger warning, today's main event covers the subject of house fires. If that is something that is triggering to you, I invite you to step away. No judgment. We love all the little Stardusties around here. And if nobody else has told you today, I care about your mental health. It is believed that what you surround yourself with is what you attract into your life. So people who have lots of pictures of beaches on their walls tend to attract many beach vacations. Or surrounding yourself with people who tend to give off the same vibe, the same mood, will in turn make you give off the same vibe and mood. And there are those who believe surrounding yourself with pictures of abundance, like having a wealth bowl in your home, pictures of fruit, abundance. If you reflect abundance in your decor, you will attract abundance in your life. As above, so below. As within, so without. So it is of little surprise that a print that was popular in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s became the stuff of legend. This painting was known as The Crying Boy, which depicted a wide-eyed, tearful boy. And legend has it, this print gave you something to cry about. At the height of their popularity, this print seemed very popular, especially for young couples.
So the print had been out for a few years, but the legend is said to have started in 1985. In Rotherham, when Ron and May Hall woke up in the middle of the night to their house in flames, everything they knew and loved was burned and singed to the ground. Everything except their print of the crying boy, which had been found miraculously unscathed. Jane McCutcheon, a homemaker and mother of two in the 1980s, was cleaning her kitchen one day when she looked up and suddenly found her handmade drapes, blinds, and curtains on fire. Her family escaped the blaze with their lives, but they lost everything. Everything except the crying boy painting. Later, as she was going through the rubble of her home and assessing the damage, a firefighter saw the unharmed painting from behind her, and she overheard him say, "Oh no, not another." After hearing this and realizing that she had had a series of bad luck and coincidences, McCutchie believed the painting might be related and promptly got rid of it. On September 5th, 1985, British tabloid The Sun reported that a firefighter from Essex claimed that the painting would often be recovered from burned houses, and the paintings didn't seem to suffer any damage. This article led to a rise in rumors, and even more stories regarding the painting. And what made this rumor even more fascinating was that this painting was steeped in mystery. This painting, and a series of similar crying children paintings, were signed by a G. Bragolin, which many people figured out was Giovanni Bragolin, but information on Giovanni Bragolin was scarce. Eventually, his pseudonym was tracked to either a Franchot Seville or the more likely Bruno Amadio, who was believed to have painted these crying children in honor of orphans left behind from World War II. Interestingly enough, Bruno Amadio's art studio and apartment was said to have also been lost in a fire. After The Sun released the article about the painting and its possible connection to mysterious fires, personal stories from readers poured in. Many people claimed the paintings caused fire to their homes or the homes of their loved ones. Others claimed that other forms of bad luck befell their families. A woman named Dora Mann from Surrey claimed her house was gutted 6 months after she bought the print. Every painting in her home was completely obliterated, except the crying boy. Sandra Cask of North Yorkshire said that she, a friend, and her sister-in-law suffered disastrous fires after they bought the print. A family from Nottingham wrote in to claim that the fire caused by this print has left them homeless. A man named Brian Parks wrote that his wife and children were in the hospital being treated for smoke inhalation. He said that when he returned to the charred remains of his house and noticed the print hanging on his blackened walls, completely unscathed, he promptly destroyed it. One woman from London wrote in and claimed she had seen the painting swaying side to side, with nothing and no one in the room to cause the swing. A Mrs. Rose Farrington of Preston wrote, "Since I bought it in 1959, my three sons and husband have all died. I have often wondered if I had been cursed." Supposedly, even a pizza parlor and a few other restaurants wrote in about their experience with fires and how the print remained. During this panic, the Rotherham Fire Department assured the public that these house fires were often linked to normal causes. A chipped frying pan, faulty electric heaters, faulty wiring, cigarettes, careless mishaps with candles, the usual house fire causes. But that didn't stop people from panicking. Rotherham Fire Station officer Alan Wilkerson, who personally logged over 50 of these fires with undamaged crying boy prints, claimed very proudly that he did not believe in the curse, and even jokingly said the boy's tears probably put out the flames. Curiously, though, when Wilkerson retired, someone attempted to gift him the very same print, The Crying Boy, to which he still politely declined. So maybe he wasn't superstitious, but he was a little stitious. Rumors of the Crying Boy curse grew so prevalent that other prints of crying children were also being blamed for misfortune and fires around the world. A series of crying children paintings by Anna Zinkeisen were being blamed and accused of being cursed as well. One of her portraits was found unscathed after a fire broke out in a council house. A medium wrote in and claimed that the painting contained a trapped spirit of a young boy, and he starts the fires in an attempt to free his spirit. Other psychics and mediums claimed it was haunted or that it happened to attract poltergeists. Roy Vickery, secretary of the Folklore Society, was quoted as implying that the artist probably mistreated the child, and also said, "All these fires could be the child's curse, his way of getting revenge." A book by Tom Slemon, written in 2000, claims the child's name is Don Brunio. Quote, "One of the children he painted was a boy named Don Brunio, who accidentally started a fire in which his parents died in Spain. From then on, wherever the boy went, a fire followed, prompting his nickname, Diablo. Some believe the boy was adopted against the will of a priest and was abused by the painter." The book goes on to talk about how the painter got so upset after his art studio burnt to the ground that he chased the boy off, never to be seen again. Later in the 1970s, officers were called to a mysterious car fire. The car had apparently exploded. The driver was unable to escape the explosion and unfortunately was left unable to be visually identified. But officers found a driver's license in the glove box, and the license identified the driver as Don Brunio. Now, Dr. David Clark, an investigative journalist, and whose paper on this subject is my main source on today's story. Anyway, Dr. David Clark, investigative journalist, researched this urban legend extensively and determined that the Don Brunio story did not exist, or likely didn't exist. Don Brunio did not exist, claiming that there was little evidence backing up that story, and that Bruno Amadio painted 20 to 30 crying orphan paintings after training in Venice after World War II. Another skeptic, Steve Punt, who was a British writer and comedian, along with a construction researcher named Martin Shipp, experimented on the prints. They experimented burning the prints. They tried to light the picture on fire. And they found that no matter what they did, the print would not burn. They got maybe a singe on the boy's lapel, and I think they were able to manage a tiny hole, but they both determined that it must be the kind of varnish used on the print. That perhaps the strings hanging the prints would burn off first, causing the print to land face down, which would further preserve it from fire damage. And that was their likely theory as to why this painting was always the one that received no damage. The Rotherham Fire Department urged citizens not to worry. During this whole panic, they assured the public that there was nothing to worry about. Chief Divisional Officer Mick Riley said, "Any connection with the fires is purely coincidental. Fires are not started by pictures or coincidence, but by careless acts and omissions. The Rotherham Fire Department also revealed that the official explanation as to why the pictures wouldn't burn was because it was printed on hardboard, like a hard board, which they said is difficult to ignite. In October 1985, The Sun, the original tabloid to print the story, wrote Enough's Enough and urged its readers to send them their crying child prints. Paintings and prints came from all over and filled up their office space, floor to ceiling, overflowing out of rooms. There's actually a story of one of the employees trying to hang one of the prints on the wall, and the editor politely asking them to take it down because they genuinely considered the print to be bad luck. On Halloween 1985, over 2,500 copies of the crying child painting print were tossed into a bonfire along the River Thames. The tabloid claimed that the burning of these sackfuls of prints would end the curse, that the curse would be dissolved by the smoke. The sensation was over. The curse was lifted. Or was it? What do you think, little Stardusties? Do you think the curse was broken? Do you believe there was a curse at all? Do you think the material of the print left it perfectly preserved in over, I think it's 60 fires? Or do you think it was something more? Write to us with your thoughts, or any of your own paranormal stories. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Give us a like and a follow on Facebook and Instagram.
And occasionally TikTok sometimes, maybe, if I can get better about that.
Or show your support by dropping those dollar bills at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content. And then you can tell everybody that you're an exclusive Stardusty.
That's you!
And so, Stardusties, I leave you with this. First, a little positivity to wash away any icky feelings you may have felt in this episode. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters and the curses. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes. Ding, 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 ding. No, wait, it's more like...